This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You can talk big companies and Wall Street banks and macroeconomic indicators until you are blue in the face, and sometimes we do. But every now and then, you got to go where the action is, where the real economy happens, which we do every now and then by getting people on the phone. Today, it's Steve Presser. He owns Big Fun Toy Store out in Cleveland, Ohio. He's been on with us a couple of times over the past year or three. Steve, it's good to talk to you again.
Always good to talk to with you, Kai.
So we had you on, spring of last year, a little more than a year ago. You said business was picking up. Still the case? People still in Cleveland buying toys?
Well, they're still buying toys, but not at the level I would like them to have bought. Mother Nature was not nice to us over the winter. So, you know, when you have 0 degree temperature and you have a foot of snow, the wary traveler or the person who's looking to buy a collectible toy just doesn't venture down the street.
Are you experiencing then any pent-up demand from all those people who didn't go out in January and February? Are they coming in the nice weather and picking up whatever it is that they're going to pick up?
I would hope so, but June was not also nice to us in the sense that we had lots of rain. So July, August, and the rest of the year, this pent-up demand is hopefully going to pull us through the summer.
I'm sorry to laugh, but it seems like you can't win for losing.
That's the story of my life, Kai.
How's hiring for you? I mean, do you have enough business that you can get people on, even part-time, or are you laying people off? What are you doing?
Well, I've always been a superior optimist, and I try to avoid laying off. In fact, I don't think in the history of the 23 years I've been in business, I've laid off anybody. I've gone with an approach of spot hiring, obviously during seasonal, you know, holiday season, and summertime we're strong. So I've added a couple part-time positions, and I'm looking to develop more of a web presence so I'm able to pick up more hirees that way.
You're in Cleveland, Ohio, which has had its share of tough times. Do you see that region? Do you see Northeast Ohio coming back?
You know, things are really turning around here. I have younger children. They've moved back into the city. Their friends are moving back. You know, we've always had a strong medical environment. We're getting stronger in the technology industry. And, Cleveland, you know, they use the word comeback, but we really are getting stronger.
This is perhaps a question that is premature, but you have been in this business now, what, 24-something years, right?
Almost 24, yes.
At some point, you're going to not want to do it anymore. What are you going to do with the business? You're going to sell it? You're going to give it to your kids? You're going to shut her down?
That's a good question. That's a $64,000 question. Yeah. I thought about that. And, you know, I have friends who are in similar situations. My kids, you know, God love them, this is not a business they want to go in. And I've offered each of them, all three of them. But I love this business. In fact, I opened with one of my employees of 10 years, almost a little over a year ago, we opened up another location in Columbus, Ohio, where it's actually thriving. It's been doing wonderful. We have 1 year of baseline under us, but the sales just continue to improve.
So you're growing an empire then?
That's a relative term, empire. I like cities to begin with C, Cleveland Heights, Cleveland, and Columbus, and I guess Cincinnati, but I guess it's hard C's, hard C's for now.
Steve Presser, he owns Big Fun Toys in Cleveland, Ohio, and as we just learned, some other places as well. Mr. Presser, thanks very much for your time.
Kai, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.